There was a great singer in the 1960s who went to Hawaii, and she was only able to be there for a short time. And looking out her window, she saw this big, expansive parking lot with one tree in it. She was so overcome by many of the beautiful things that she found in Hawaii that she wrote a song about the commercialization of this beautiful paradise. And I just want to read two verses and you may recognize the song. This is how the song goes. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people $1.50 just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paved paradise and put up a parking lot. Sometimes in our own life, we tend to put things up that cover us and keep us from the beauty around us. In the Catskill, there is no house built by human beings that is more beautiful than the nature that you see around us. And in your life, there is nothing more beautiful than you. There was a man once who had a horse, and he went to the veterinarian and said, "Sir, sometimes my horse gallops normally, walks normally, but sometimes my horse limps and barely can walk." And after a brief examination, the veterinarian said, "Sir, the next time your horse walks well, sell him." We recycle people. We don't sell ourselves, nor do we sell other people. But we recycle people by using this thing called repentance. But repentance and penance, I still find, is some of the most misunderstood concepts in Christianity. I was reading a book once by a female actress who was a Catholic, and she said the following: "I, for the longest time, thought that I could never be good unless I was in pain." She thought that pain was the way of repentance when it's the exact opposite. Pain is not the way to salvation and forgiveness. Repentance is a long process when you and I begin to find the beautiful people that we are and the beautiful people that should be. And as a vivid example of Christian repentance, let me present to you two examples. You remember Scrooge from that tale, when a miserly old man only has money at the end of his life because that's all that he valued. And when he is met by the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future, he repents. And what does he do? Does he cry? Does he sulk around his house about what could have been? He opens the door, the windows, and he screams, "What a happy day! I haven't missed it. There's still a chance for me." That's Scrooge. And remember the movie It's a Wonderful Life? When the person thought so little of himself that he wanted to commit suicide, and finally an angel sent by God convinces him how valuable his life really was, he picks his arm up and says, "Merry Christmas, what a beautiful day it is," even though it's snowing all around him. Repentance is that kind of beauty. When you realize God is not here to make you feel sorry and to simply sulk around about the things that have been lost, but to open you up to the possibility and the beauty of you, who you can become. True repentance is not a punishment, but it's a sign that you can still love again, that you can give your life and repent and change your life, not simply for yourself. In the age of the pandemic, it is very easy to simply look at yourself suffering. oh, what a tough time. I can't go there. I can't do that. I don't know who to trust. Is there a pandemic? Will this cure work? And a thousand other questions that you can gradually be isolated from the rest of society. So repentance is not sadness. St. John Chrysostom, who wrote our Slujba Bozhe, used to say, when you sin, that's when you should cry. When you repent, you should be happy and rejoicing that you have been given another chance. The final example from the Bible is this. King David, who was king of all Israel, he was an adulterer, he was a murderer, he was a liar, but then he had a moment of repentance, an insight of how much his life had hurt not only himself, but had hurt others. And he wrote in Psalm 50, praying to God, restore to me the joy of your salvation and strengthen me with a perfect spirit. I will teach sinners your ways and they will be converted to you. The person who realizes his own deficiencies and his own poor choices, when he or she repents, thinks not only of themselves, but now that I have turned a leaf, been given another chance at life, I'm not just thinking about me, but maybe my friends, my brothers and sisters and strangers, I can show them what a joyful thing it is to realize who you are and who you can be and how beautiful God wants to make you and make that choice and lead others to make the same choice. Slava Isusu Christu.